Hashtag MSW.
You may begin to feel anxious or excited.
Honest, deliberate, engaging, uncensored.
High dosage administration can cause adverse reactions.
And most importantly, independent in mind.
This is a normal response. Are you ready?
Robert Marawa, live on 947.
It's a great goal. What a finish.
Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Sowetan Live.
We keep making sporting history.
Changing and re-engineering sports on the continent. And the world.
On this day, on the very first day of February 2023, something magical happened in and around Johannesburg. Something magical happened in and around Gauteng. But I talk about magic. I talk about hashtag MSW947 entering a big space. When I talk about a big space, hey, we are live on Vuma FM. We are live on the Rise FM, we are live on Sowetan Live. So wherever you are around the country, the continent, and the world, you are not lost. Everything is pink. Pink and beautiful. Thank you so much, Joburg. Good to have you on the airwaves. Looking forward to the journey. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? And I'm just blessed, man. The welcome that I had today, I thought I was lost. And I got to say big up to two powerhouses. I'm going to say a big up to Arena Holdings. I've also got to say a big, even a bigger one when it comes to Prime Media. Because when these two entities decide to lock horns and say, let's do this, let's make magic, let's create radio that hasn't been seen or heard before, and they say, yes, we can do it, then for me, it means that you and I and everybody else that's listening to the show are part of that magic, are part of that journey. Let's not in any way feel sorry. Sport is an emotive sport. Sport is an emotive ideal that you and I believe in. There will be a cross-section of ideas. There'll be a cross-section of opinions. Spill them out. That is why we are here. Want to see Ravi here. And I see Gary, who are here representing the two entities, then I know that I, myself, am not lost. So welcome. We got a big interview coming up.
Marawa Sports Worldwide Live.
In 3, 2, 1.
On 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live.
Hashtag MSW.
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
By far one of the most underrated coaches, in my opinion, as far as domestic football is concerned. Brandon Truter keeps providing his doubters wrong. Now he's doing wonders in Limpopo with Skukune United. As we speak, you look happy.
In a happy space, let's put it that way. The objective was clear. Where we were, it was a stressful position, second from bottom, and where we are now. So the mood has changed, has turned around completely.
A popular South African term is, what is the coach's mandate? What is it for you as Skukune?
The position that they were in, of course, save the club from relegation, move away from the relegation zone, of course, and we've managed to do that in the first three games. The mandate and the meetings between the technical team and the players was always top eight. Yeah. Once we reach there, and we'll see which games is left, and of course then we can kick on from there.
Monday to Friday weekdays.
Right, a brand new month, a brand new slot, and hey, what a better way as well to kick off this month. Some of you termed the month of love, eh? A massive note. And you best believe me when I tell you that it certainly doesn't get any bigger than this, the first in this country. In fact, there was a time when the presidency of the seemingly immovable guest of ours seemed like it would never end. It's just all a case of all good things come to an end. So did his stint. And despite being voted in for a fifth term as the head of the world governing body FIFA back in 2016, recent years though followed, marked by arrests and investigations tied to alleged corruption, which led to calls as well for the dismissal of him. And it wasn't the first time, though, that Sepp Blatter, who's been in charge of FIFA since 1998, enduring a difficult time since taking the top job over two decades ago. Today, we go back, we pay homage to his contribution to the beautiful game, get to the bottom of the story by asking those uncomfortable, hard yet necessary questions. And he joins me live from Switzerland. Today, you're going to hear him right here on hashtag MSW. Do send us your WhatsApp voice notes. Do call us. Do ensure that you're part of the journey every single way. In fact, you know what? I can't just come to Johannesburg and not get the sole permission of the person who leads this province.
Hi, Robert. I'm running out of words in welcoming you in the beautiful province of Gauteng, the home of champions. I told you on several occasions that you're big and you deserve a bigger stage, and no bigger stage was appropriate than 94.7. I can't miss your show on Wednesday. Once more, welcome, Robert, and thank you so much for bringing this big, big, big show on a big, big, big platform, 94.7. Sports will never be the same. Best wishes, my good friend.
Sepp Blatter live and exclusive to 947, Rumour FM, Rise and Sowetan Live. Hashtag MSW.
Let's go live to Switzerland, Sepp Blatter. Good evening and welcome. You know, when you say good evening and welcome, hey, load shedding, man. I think it's that whole, it's the whole Tottenham deal, man. We were chatting to Rebecca Davis earlier on, and we'll try to give you the latest coming through from her side. But you know what? As soon as we went on it, thank you so much, Premier Banyaza Lesufi, for seeing us into the studio, for seeing us into the show. We really appreciate you. And you, guess who's listening right now, hey?
Hey, Rob, Thrasie Rasmus here. I know you started that new show, 94.7. Ah, I just want to say congratulations, my man. Just a big hands up to you, my friend. It's always nice to see when your friends might make something that's really worthy. Hope to see you soon. Yeah, and give it a good shot and enjoy it. You always enjoy everything you're doing. Okay, Rob, have a nice day. Bye.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a global appeal, man. When you're about to chat to a president of a global entity like FIFA, and you're chatting as well to individuals that have won a World Cup, hey, like Rassie Rasmus, who says, I will stop at nothing to listen to the show. Also his right-hand man, somebody that he firmly believes in, was also saying, you know what, Rob, we are on tonight.
Rob, Zwandile Stick here. Welcome to 947 and congratulations again, Grootmanyam, for the new show. And it's good to see that we're going to hear your voice again. We know you are very, very passionate about what you do. And congratulations once again, Kuluawam. And all the best, Grootman. Yeah, we love you. Zwandile Stick. Take care.
Zwandile, thank you so much indeed. All right, Sepp Blatter, joining us live from Switzerland. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show. All right, let me get Sepp again. We were.
Hello.
Yeah, Sepp, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, now it's okay, yes.
Yeah, you know, hello. Good to have you on the show. I was just having a look and saying, I don't know, when was the last time you were in South Africa?
Oh, it's. I think it was a few years after the World Cup, but I don't remember exactly when I was there, because this World Cup in Africa, this was the best ever World Cup that have been organized. But I still have contacts with South Africa, South African football, and the former leaders of South Africa.
Did you get to watch the World Cup that was in Qatar?
Oh, sure. I was following this World Cup with a lot of interest because it was a World Cup that we decided on that World Cup already at the time in 2010, just after the World Cup in South Africa, when I was still the president of FIFA.
I know a lot was said about the World Cup in Qatar, saying that it's not going to be played in June, July. It's not going to be a typical World Cup as well. How did you find it in the end? How would you rate the Qataris for having hosted this World Cup?
Well, listen, at the end, who was the winner of this World Cup was football. Football, international football, this game, which is the game of the world and which is the game for the world, was the winner. Wherever it has shown and confirmed, wherever you play the World Cup, wherever and whenever you play it, it is the greatest sports movement in the world. And Qatar has made a lot of efforts, and they did it well to organize this World Cup. But the football, as we speak about football, association football, where I have served 44 years, I have to say that wherever it is played, it will be a success, because it is football. The football, we have 2 billion of followers in football, 2 billion of followers. It's incredible. And then what Qatar has done, they have offered a good organization. They have offered very modern stadium. And even if it was a small country, I have to say they have done a good job. And the winner is football. The winner is the organization behind football, which is FIFA.
I know that the tournament received a lot of criticism, though, Mr. Blatter, but it delivered a great deal. I enjoyed it for the football. I enjoyed it for the entertainment. Do you feel, though, today, here you are on the very first day of February 2023, do you feel that a little bit of justification in accepting their bid, despite everything that went with it?
No, at the moment when we had to accept the decision by the executive committee, I was, first of all of us, very disappointed that we have not followed an gentleman agreement to which was before, when we had the meetings of the executive committee, to go in 2018 to Russia and 2022 to the United States of America. But once the decision was taken, we had to abide to a decision of the Executive Committee of FIFA. And later, in the first Congress of the new president of FIFA, it was in May 2016, it has been reconfirmed that this World Cup shall be played in Qatar. Also, there were a lot of difficulties, a lot of social problems. I wouldn't speak about political problems, but social problems. I do hope that now the organization of the World Cup has solved these problems. But anyway, at that time, I was not very happy. But now, as the president of FIFA, when we took the decision, I have to say, football was the winner, wherever we play. But they did a great job. I have to say, they did it well.
But you talk about presidency of FIFA. I look at somebody like Gianni Infantino. I mean, he's going to be running unopposed for the presidency. What do you think of his time in charge, though? I mean, has he been able to clean up the image of FIFA? Because you and I would know that the image of FIFA did take a bit of a knock.
Yeah, but the image of FIFA, the image of football, the image of football is good. The image of FIFA, you know, my successor, he tried to destroy all what we have done before in FIFA, together with the confederations, and especially also with Africa. He tried to disturb, not only disturb, to destruct it. And this is not good. Now he is, for the time being, he's unopposed to go forward. If there is no reaction out of the football family, of the national associations or the confederations, it seems they are happy with that. So let them be happy. But I don't think it was the right way to do with football now, to go in a World Cup with 48 teams. It's incredible to do that. And also to add so many, many international competitions to the calendar. But this is only an appreciation I'm doing, but I'm not any longer in office, but I have the right to spoke about that, and I thank you so much that I am able to speak on your channel today.
Yeah, and as you talk about that, because, I mean, you use quite a strong word, you say that the man that's in charge now tried to destroy, what in particular would you say he did try to destroy or take away from your legacy?
Well, but the first thing what he has destroyed directly, it was the medical care program we have installed during years with all the football components, and especially the Czech professor, they have stopped it immediately by saying we don't need that because all the football associations or clubs, they have a doctor. And this was the first blow, I would say, towards the football. I don't know now if they have tried to put it again.
Before you go to the second point, just before you get to the second point, please, Mr. President, I just want to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversation here, chatting to Sepp Blatter all the way from Switzerland as he reflects back. And he talks honestly. He says he's no longer in that position right now. He is retired, but he can reflect back and be honest. We'll talk about South Africa. We'll talk. Hey, you saw what happened in Netflix. I want to know if he has indeed been able to watch it himself. We'll be back after this.
Robert Marawa, live on 947. Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Sowetan Live. Hashtag MSW. Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Brendan Truter keeps providing his doubters wrong. The issue around coaches and how fireable they are. You've been in that situation where they put you on this thing called special leave.
It's just a term to put you on the cooler until they make the announcement who's the next coach going to be. Yeah, I've been in that situation. I think the coach was already lined up, and it was just crossing the I's and the T's before that announcement was made. So you're just waiting. I think mine is different to the current situation where one coach was now placed on leave. So Dan
would have been that guy.
Yeah.
We spoke to him yesterday again. He's no stranger to special leave. Have you ever heard of any other country that has special leave for coaches?
Maybe in a family situation or something like that, sick leave
but not in a professional sport though. And I think special leave is one of those disrespectful moves.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Evening, Marawa. Trust you all, and evening to the shareholders. Yeah, Marawa, man, it's very, 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 like a lot of very, very, very exciting times. I think for the show and for yourself. And yeah, man, big congratulations. This is not a small feat. This is a very big thing. Four platforms, one show. History, it's no longer history in the making. You're just making history. I think years later, we'll look back at those times and say, man, Robert did it first. So yeah, may you continue to grow leaps and bounds. And yeah.
Thank you, Spool. Yeah, you're part of the broadcast for the very first time, 947. Good to have you on board, eh? Johannesburg. Feels good. Feels pink, eh? For my FM, Rise FM, Sowetan Live, wherever you are, countrywide, continentally, worldwide. This is hashtag MSW, Marawa Sports Worldwide. Chatting exclusively all the way in Switzerland is the former president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter. And I think as we are heading into the break, Sepp, you were chatting about... Yeah, so
hello.
Yeah, we're still back. I know that I cut you as we're going to the break, and thanks again for your patience. You mentioned the one item that he tried to destroy, and you talked about the medical program, and you were just about to tell me the second thing that you were saying Gianni Infantino tried to destroy of your legacy.
That was the organization of the development programs where they have installed in the different continents FIFA offices, and he has changed that immediately as well. But later on he came back and has realized that it's impossible to have all the direction and the organization by the FIFA. And he has reinstalled now the regional committees. But at the very beginning, he took it away. And also what he has changed immediately, he has no more Le Ballon d'Or, the Golden Ball, because he thought the Golden Ball can be organized everywhere. But as a jurist, as an advocate, he should have seen that we had a contract, a Golden Ball, will be organized or in Zurich or in Paris. And then concerning Zurich, he wants to change the seat of the FIFA. First he wanted now to go to France, to Paris, then to the U.S., and still is open, but he has abandoned all FIFA activities in Zurich, where we have been there since 1932, and the decision was taken by all the presidents of FIFA that it's the best lieu to organize the international football organization, because it is a neutral land, and it is a secure land, and it's also a land where you live in peace.
There have been suggestions, what you talk about Zurich being moved away as the center of power for FIFA. There were also thoughts again, Sepp, that maybe Gianni Infantino is avoiding legal recourse within Zurich, that if he had to go back because of his own shenanigans, that there would be a possibility of an arrest. Do you think that that also plays a part, that moving the seat away from Zurich also has a role to play about his own individual journey?
Yeah, I think he wanted to change everything what but with my team and with the associations, what we have created during the last 30 years or even more, 40 years, we have created a wonderful organization of the FIFA, and he wanted to get rid of it because he didn't want to be a copy of Blatter. And this is a non-respect also, not only to me, but it's a non-respect to the whole organization called FIFA, which is the Fédération Internationale.
Can nobody stop him? Surely there must be advocates there within FIFA, Sepp, that feel the very same way as you. Surely one man can't single-handedly destroy what was built.
Yeah, but to try to destroy something, it means it's a bad character. And he has no respect to what has been done before. It's not only no respect to me, but all those they have worked to bring up FIFA in such an international place as FIFA was until 2016, including 2015. That was really something where all national associations had worked, and where also Africa, and especially South Africa with the World Cup in 2010,
has been one of the protagonists to create this formidable international idea of football, of FIFA. Because this World Cup in Africa, in South Africa, was the best ever organized World Cup. I have to say it has been done with big heart, and everybody was happy. And Africans are happy. Still, I am traveling somewhere meeting with a representative of Africa. They still say, thank you for what you have done for Africa. And I am naturally touched about that. And unfortunately, there will be no more World Cup in Africa during the term of my life.
Why do you believe that? You don't believe that the World Cup would ever come back to Africa?
There was a good chance to the World Cup when we had Morocco as a candidate for the 2016 then, and to do something for Africa. But and now with 48 teams in the World Cup, you need more than one country to organize the World Cup. I think also that is totally wrong. With 32 teams, I think it's feasible. It would also be feasible to Africa to do it, even if they do it in two countries, which is possible, but even one country. I don't believe that in the highest idea of FIFA or the FIFA president that he thinks to Africa. The movements which are actually taking place in football, also in club football, it is Asia and the Arabic countries, and they have realized that football is a wonderful sport.
Mm-hmm.
And now they all, Saudi Arabia would be a candidate, I think so, for 2030. And there is a lot of money, and all those, they are going only with the money. It's wrong. Football is for everybody, and we should not forget, and especially the whole Europe should never forget what they have done to Africa with the colonies. And it is now really time to pay back something, and to give back a World Cup there would be nice. But we can fight, but we will fight, I think, without success. But from time to time, I have to clarify situation in Africa. We have tried also to organize the national leagues, but naturally, all the players, the good players in Africa, they would like to play in Europe, where they will gain more money. But for Africa itself, I think we should do more. And we should do more with our sport, because it is such a popular sport also in the African countries.
Seb, tell me though. I just want to get to the point here, because when you raise the issue of Africa, and I think the world was watching, I don't know if you did, and do be honest with us, if you managed to watch the Netflix FIFA Uncovered documentary that's been running and is still on Netflix.
No, but this is a wrong presentation of the FIFA. This presentation was sponsored by FIFA itself. FIFA has given all the documents and all the videos, and also some of the speakers that have been therein. They were presenting that FIFA was a corrupt organization, and the most corrupted people were, they identified that the former president, which means me. But we will come back on that, not with Netflix, but with another documentary to say what is the truth in this matter.
Are you working on that one, Sepp?
Sorry?
Are you going to be working on the one that's going to tell the truth? Because it's quite interesting that you say they're sponsored by FIFA. Yeah.
Yeah, that is sponsored by FIFA, was there to destroy what FIFA has been in the past. And to say that now they are in and they will do all the good. But it's not the good for football. That's it. But it will come the time. And I do hope that our Lord, he will have a good look on my health, that I'll be able to, with a documentary, to say exactly what has happened in the FIFA, not only in the past, but where we are going now.
And when do you expect...
It will be a little bit different.
When do you expect that documentary, hopefully, to come out?
Okay, we are working on that. I think we can make possibly a first announcement before the next Congress. The next Congress is in Kigali in March. I think the announcement can be made earlier just to say what we try to do.
South Africa was heavily implicated. They said South Africa paid a $10 million bribe to get the World Cup. Give us clarity on that, Sepp, once and for all. Let's get that out of the way.
No, but I think this is the wrong way to develop our game and to develop our game in the all regions of the world. But something has totally changed in the minds of the leaders of FIFA, if there are any other leaders than the president. There is no more executive committee. There is a council of 30 or more members. They have a general secretary, an African lady. They should be in charge
Fatma Samoura.
All the administrators, I don't see that she has the right to use all her power.
I've been talking about power. One of our colleagues from Kenya, Francis Gaitho, he wanted to ask a question, saying that do you think that that Switzerland, for example, is a banana republic, as opined by many experts, including University of Basel Professor Mark Peeth, because of how the judiciary has handled Gianni Infantino's criminal cases. What do you make of that? Or maybe, you know what, Sepp, keep that thought in your mind. I don't want to interrupt you when you answer it, because I'm going to be forced to take another final break with you still on the line. So when you come back from the break, I will ask Sepp Blatter that question, because I think it's an important one, where Francis Gaitho, I was chatting to him and I did make mention of the fact that we've got this exclusive conversation with Sepp Blatter, and being one of the trusted journalists across the African continent and across the world, he covers extensively FIFA-related issues, and he said, please, please, please throw this question at the former president. So I'm quite keen as well to hear what his answer is going to be. But be free enough to give us a call, 011-888-38-947. It is Marrow Sports Worldwide.
Sepp Blatter, live and exclusive to Marrow Sports Worldwide. Hashtag MSW. Marrow Sports Worldwide.
Former president of FIFA, live from Switzerland, Mr. Sepp Blatter.
I said my promise when I'll be elected president, I will bring the first World Cup to Africa. And I have said already at that time, Africa for me is south of Sahara. And this is the promise I have made at that time. And South Africa was already a candidate to obtain the World Cup in 2006. And it was just one vote that was missing. Otherwise, we would have had 12-12. And at that time, I should have taken the decision that we go already in 2006 to South Africa.
Hashtag MSW.
Oh man, you know what is shocking is that not only are people here in the country listening, you know this voice says, you know what, he's proud.
Marawa Sports Worldwide. That's a fantastic name for what I'm sure will be a fantastic show, and it is definitely hosted by a really fantastic broadcaster. Good luck, Robert.
Oh, Martin Tyler, thank you so much. Yo! Right, you got to get to your WhatsApp voice notes in a while. Also, a lot of your calls that are coming through. Sepp Blatter in Zurich, in Switzerland, chatting to us right here on hashtag MSW Marawa Sports Worldwide. For the very first time coming through live in and around Johannesburg in the heartland of Sandton. Overlooking the Joburg Stock Exchange, man. This is your greatest investment, trust me. Vuma FM, Rise FM, Sowetan Live, all in the plug. And as we're heading into the break, I did ask Sepp Blatter the question that was fielded by Francis Gaito. Yeah, and we're just going to take our final 15 minutes with Sepp Blatter on the line, saying that, do you think the Switzerland is a banana republic, as opined by many experts, including University of Basel Professor Mark Pieth, because of how the judiciary has handled Gianni Infantino's criminal cases. So, Sepp, thank you so much again for holding on. As we hit the final stretch of our conversation, what do you make of that question to you of Switzerland being a banana republic because of how they've handled Gianni Infantino's criminal cases?
Well, listen, that this is a case which is lasting now in the past, already in the past years. And this case is now up to be to find a solution, because the Swiss Parliament has nominated, the Parliament has nominated end of last year, two special investigators nominated by the authorities, and they are working on this matter. They have started very fast now in January. They are still working on that, and we are very. I am very keen to know what will be the outcome of this serious investigation concerning the relationship which has existed between the actual FIFA president and the Attorney General of the Swiss of the Swiss country, and there are some other people which are involved therein, and I'm looking forward with interest what will be coming out. I cannot intervene or make any declarations because we don't have the internal information. The only thing is that I had a case together with Michel Platini last year in the Federal Tribunal of Justice, and we won the case concerning a payment of $2 million, and we have been declared free of charge, no problems. And who has made a complaint on that? It was against FIFA, and FIFA, this is only Infantino, who was not happy with that. But the current development of the case, General Attorney and President of FIFA, I am looking forward with interest, but I am not in a condition or not able, and I have no right to interfere or give my thoughts in this matter until the justice has decided.
Just a as somebody who's retired now, you've been in the position, you've held power for as long as you've held power, Sepp, and knowing what you know from the workings within FIFA, who would you have voted for to be the president of FIFA?
Listen, I have been in 2015, I have been voted for 4 years as president of FIFA, and I have put my mandate at disposal because of the intervention of the Americans. But afterwards, I was suspended. I was suspended because the Swiss attorney general, or one of his agents, they have opened a criminal case against me, and it lasted 7 years until they decided last year that I was innocent in this matter. Who will be the next president of FIFA? The national associations and the confederations, they should think about that. But for the time being, with the contacts I have with some of the associations, nobody has taken any move, because from the statutory application of FIFA, everything is already done. That in March in Kigali, the actual FIFA president will be reconfirmed, because there is no more time to present another candidate. Something can happen, mm-hmm. or will happen, if there is a decision of the justice in between. But I don't know how fast or not fast are working the Swiss justice. For me, they have taken 7 years. I do hope they will be a little bit faster this time.
Do you believe, though, that Michel Platini should have been FIFA president?
No. Michel Platini, he was stopped to be president by this case, which
the investigation
affected me as well, and there is still an appeal against this case, but I don't think it will be very serious. But he can be; he has been designated to be my successor, and if still he wants to be, if he is also not only available physically, but also that there is no more harm from any justice against him, he would be a good candidate. And he is, for the time being, when you go into the French press, because there is a movement inside the French Football Federation to possibly remove the actual president, and then the presidency of France would be free, and media in France, they say, that would be a good opportunity to Michel Platini to come back as the president of the Fédération Française de Football. And once he would be then in this position, then naturally he could be then also a good president or a good candidate. Anyway, he's 20 years younger than I am, so he still has energy to do that.
All right, so talking about energy, and I don't want to plug you with too many, you know, tough questions. A lot of people saying, oh, Sepp is retired. Listen to this.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening to the listeners, to the shareholders. I'm just enjoying the conversation with the former president, Sepp Blatter, all the way from Switzerland, Zurich. I just want to ask a small question, even if cannot maybe What is former president doing after he finished his tenure in football as a president, then in FIFA? What else is he doing? Is he getting paid for like the state presidents? Like,
you heard the question there. What are you doing in your retirement? Are you still getting paid like presidents do of countries?
No. No. I'm still linked with football. I am a honorary president of one of the clubs here in Zurich, the Grasshopper Club, down in football. I am following not only football, but the importance of football in the social, cultural, and economic side of our society, the value of football. I am working on a new, as I have said, a documentation or a book. I am working on that. And otherwise, I live in Zurich. I am originally from the canton of Valais, in the mountains, where is my family, but I live in Zurich. And I have my social life here. I have a lot of companions, or not saying friends. And I'm also a speaker in different societies, but I don't speak only on football. I always link, when speaking, football to our society and the value of our sport in social and educational matter.
Sounds like a very busy man, Sepp Blatter. Just as we wrap things up with you, and I know that you want to rest and work and rest and work. I go back to 2010. You were, 74 years old when you were here for the World Cup in 2010. You were 87 this year on the 10th of March, 90 staring at you in the face. What does Sepp Blatter still wish for? What do you hope to still accomplish on this earth?
I wish for that it will be recognized that as when I started to work in FIFA end of 1974, I started in FIFA, it's not my only merit. It is the merit of all the group that we work together, because alone a man could not do that. That I have done, that the football is played in all countries of the world, and it is played as an organized game. Something I would be recognized about that. Otherwise, I am a happy man. I believe in God. I believe in myself as well, and I believe that football can be a big part of welfare in our contested and the world where we have envy, jealousy, hatred, and conflicts and wars. And football can work at that. So in my small speeches I'm giving, I always speak about the value of football. And I think we should have, or FIFA should have made a very special presentation at the end of the World Cup in Qatar. There was the unique occasion just before the final. Then after the final, it's too late, but before the final, to say how much football can do the good in our world. And they forgot it to do it. They forgot it. And the media, they already spoke for the next competition and they forgot what has happened. But this would have been something to do. And also in the preparation of the World Cup. I am missing such a mission of the head of football, actually. Because I have a book and this book is named Mission and Passion. When I entered FIFA, I took it as a mission because Havelange, who was the president who contracted me, he had the idea football shall be universal and not only for South America and Europe. Football should be universal. And this message I took up, and I did it. I did it with passion. And the passion in football, I still have this passion.
I can tell it from your voice, Sepp, that the passion will never, ever disappear. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you on behalf of many South Africans that are listening to the show. Much strength to you, sir. And thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Stay strong.
Thank you.
Sepp Blatter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, leaves no stone unturned, eh? To quote from politicians here in South Africa. Not sure if they're going to leave the Tottenham Hotspur stone unturned too. Let's turn more stones tomorrow. Not promising any miracles. Thank you for being part of this very first journey on the very first of February. It's been great.
Marawa Sports Worldwide Live.
In 3, 2, 1.
On 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live.
#MSW.